You have your Bible, take it, turn to Jeremiah chapter number 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, and we want to begin reading at verse number 10. He said, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word unto you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." I want to preach this morning, if God will be our help, for just a little while on the new year. And you get what you look for. You get what you look for. As we look at this and we see that God's speaking to them, and He's offering the people an opportunity. Amen? Aren't you glad that God offers you opportunities? Amen? Opportunities to know Him, to love Him, to come underneath His leadership and be hoping of the Lord. We see that God, we talked this a little bit last Wednesday night, speaking in this direction. And we talked about how God offers us new beginnings. Amen? He gives us fresh starts. Amen? Ain't you glad, Brother Billy, that He gives you second chances? I never forget it, brother, as Billy's daddy, Billy Sr., used to sit back there all the time where Chris is this morning, and he'd say, "Thank God for second chances." Amen? Praise God. Thank God for opportunity and another opportunity, praise God, to realize the goodness of God. Amen. I know the times that I've tried to stray away from Him, but I thank God for His guiding hand, drawing me in and giving me a second chance. Praise God, because His mercy is new. It's fresh every day. I'm glad I serve a God that way. We said not only is it but offer new beginnings, but He offers transformations. He takes us from that person that we were. You remember how you used to be? Amen. Amen. Come on now. You remember how you used to be? And now you remember how you are now? Praise God. Ain't you glad that God brought you from where you said, "Well, preacher, I'm just the same I've always been." Well, we need to check up. Because I've told you before, without a change, there ain't much change, praise God, of getting into glory. Well, God, as something as big as the Holy Spirit of God moves into your heart, He'll redirect you and help you, praise God. Because it's not our righteousness, so it's His when we put our faith and trust in Him. We have to believe on Him. That means to trust and rely on and hear to Him. We got to start listening. Wouldn't it be a good year to start listening to Jesus? Good year to start taking His Word as the truth, like we heard in Sunday school this morning, that it is the Word of God. It's inspired. It's God-breathed. He tells us about Himself. And He tells us how He'd help us, what He'd help us to be if we'll just listen. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we hear, but we just don't listen. In other words, we hear it, it goes in one ear and out the other. But we don't listen to it. We don't hide it in our heart. Like David said, so that we don't sin against God. So we see the new beginnings. We see the transformation. We see that God gives us purpose. Amen? God, for each and every one of us, there's a purpose. God put you here on purpose. Amen? To do something to bring glory to His name. So that's why God created humans. Humanity was created in the likeness of God by three essences, body, soul, and spirit. And He made us, formed us, put us in the garden, praise God, so that we could worship and commune with Him. That was the purpose. You say, "Well, preacher, I thought they put us in the garden to tend to it and take care of it like a bunch of slaves." Listen, in the original garden, the garden was pretty much self-sustained, praise God. And it was just us just to be there, praise God, and realize and appreciate what God gave us and just praise and give Him glory. It wasn't until after the fall of man, you know, when you and I began to sin, that things went awry. You know, when the weeds began to grow and the thistles began to come up and we had to work and kind of try to keep it beat down by the sweat of our brow. Amen. But God's intention, praise God, He purposed us in there to communicate with Him, to commune with Him. I wonder today, this morning, in this new year, how much have you been communing with God? Amen. I believe there's not a soul in here that couldn't spend more time communing with God, including myself. Amen. Lord, help me. Amen. You know, like Brother James, you saw say, oh me. Amen. We ought to consider this new year, praise God, just what we do for God. Because God has done so much for us. So we come and realize the purpose. And we realize that unending love that God has. As you look here in the text that we read and you're hearing today, verse number 11, he said, for I know the thoughts I think toward you. What kind of thoughts does God think toward us? Amen. Well, preacher, he just looks down upon us. He sees all our vileness and our wickedness and our iniquity and our sin and our sinfulness and all those things. I mean, yeah, he knows all about that. By the way, I mean, ain't nothing we do that takes him by surprise. But God loves us. And he's merciful, praise God. He looks down upon us and he knows our thoughts and he knows his thought towards us. He knows, praise God. And he wants us to be his little children and he wants to be our heavenly Father. So he wants to direct us. He knows. He said, I know my thoughts towards you. He said, thoughts of peace. Amen. God wants to, praise God, he got thoughts of peace for us. So that means he wants to provide peace for you and me. We're living in a world of turmoil. Our lives sometimes are in turmoil. They're in disarray. They're in chaos. Amen. But praise God, God says, I don't desire that for you. That's not what I desire. He said, I'll desire peace for you. Amen. I desire to offer you peace. You say, well, preacher, yeah, but look at what it says, and not evil. Well, there's a whole lot of evil in the world that we have to contend with every day. And that evil, praise God, it's just a part of us, and God just pours that out. I want to say God is not the author of evil. Amen. God, let me say it one more time. God is not the author of evil. God is the author of good and peace, praise God. God wants our prosperity. He wants us to do good. If you look over James, let me just show you real quickly why I'm on that thought. James chapter number 1. Amen. James chapter number 1. He said, verse number 13, he said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Amen. So God don't tempt people? No. God don't tempt you. Listen to what he says. He said, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Amen. Don't you ever believe that you're tempted of God, that God put this temptation on you. They put a temptation for you to sin and do wrong, praise God, so he can beat you over the head with an ugly stick. That ain't who God is this morning. God is a God of love and compassion. God is a God of mercy. And he does not tempt you. But listen to what he said. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Said, how are we tempted if we're not tempted of God? We're tempted of we're enticed by our own lust. You know what we chase after? You know, when we quit following God and we start chasing after everything, praise God, like a rabid rabbit that jumps up and runs after everything. Amen? Kind of way we're fashion. We just take off in all directions instead of following God. You know, if we'd keep our eyes on God, praise God, we'd save ourselves a whole lot of heartache. Amen. But he said, but every man, not just a few of us, every person is autonomous, one praise God. We're tempted when we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed. But listen to what he says. Then when lust has conceived, you know, when we give in to it, when we go after the flesh, we follow the things that the flesh, you know, it breaks my heart. People used to say in the early 60s, they said, well, you know, if it feels good, do it. They tell little kids now, they say, well, let little Johnny just do what he wants to do. We don't want to make him mad. Praise God, you better break his little heart, praise God. Right now, quickly, praise God, and help him focus on the things that's right and not the things that he will do. He said, bring them up the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. We better be instilling truth in them today. Amen. If not, lust will get a hold of them. God, lust will consume them. He said, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Amen? That's what happens. See, that's not God given. That's what God does. That's what happens in our flesh when we take our eyes and our focus off of Christ. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. In other words, what he said, he said, don't you be deceived. Don't you be seduced. Don't you be led astray, taken in the wrong direction. He said, we better keep our eyes on Christ. Amen. Church, as the very first Sunday of 2026, we better put our eyes on Christ and we better keep our focus on Lord Jesus Christ and the precious Word of God, or this old flesh will lead you astray. I say that to say this. Listen to me. We want to blame. We want to pack everything out on the devil. Praise God. But I want to tell you, it ain't the old devil. Pray. He's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. It's not the devil that leads astray. Most time, it's this flesh, this person in which we live. Amen. Amen. You have to decide as a young person. I appreciate this dear sister here, praise God, that has stepped out from 6 years old, got saved, 16, praise God, submitted herself to the call to the ministry for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to be thinking about when we're going to get in. Hello? Amen. Come on. You young people need to be thinking about it. You know, when am I going to get in? When am I going to start ministering for the Lord? When am I going to do my part? So one day when I pull up in the portals of glory, I can cast those rewards back at the feet of Christ, because it'll be Him that'll get them for me. Amen. Amen. We can't get them within ourselves, praise God. We need some help. It's that unending love of God is what makes the difference. It's what puts us in the right perspective. Praise God. It's where they don't teach us evil, but it teaches us good. It gives us peace down our soul. And it takes us to that place where He finishes up here of an expected end. What does God expect for you? In this new year, what do you expect for you? You say, well, preacher, I hadn't really thought about it. Just, you know, kind of the same old thing, going down the same road. How's that been working out for you? Amen? How's that playing out to your favor? I believe it's time that we all focus on a different plan. We all got a different aspect of living, a different purpose of heart. Purpose in ourselves, praise God, to follow Christ, because He offers us up these opportunities. But we have to be, what are you looking for this morning? I guess is the question that we're asking. What are you looking for? What are you expecting God to do in your life? You say, well, preacher, Pastor Jeff, I don't really expect Him to do a whole lot. I hadn't really thought about it much. Well, we ought to think about that, because God offers us opportunities. Amen? Let me just give you a few opportunities God gives us this morning. We'll go to the house. And God offers the opportunity to press forward in the faith. Amen? We're either pressing forward in the faith or we're backing up. You say, well, preacher, I'm just kind of hanging out where I'm at. No. You're either pressing forward in the faith or you're backing up. Because Christ keeps moving on. The gospel keeps moving on. The Word of God keeps moving on. So if we ain't progressing, praise God, if we ain't moving forward with the gospel, with the Lord Jesus Christ, the help of the Lord, then we're backing up. Amen. I believe some people have backed up to the point to, praise God, they're in their infant stage in their spirituality because we haven't proceeded with Him. I mean, he's a marching on. He said, and Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. If you're not following along, praise God, then you're being left behind. Amen. That's why we have so much trouble in the churches today, because we've got so many people that's being left behind. I mean, we're not getting in and going, praise with Lord Jesus Christ, because we don't realize that we have, that God has a high expectation for me and you. Our expected end, praise God, ain't where we got in. Amen. That's like the little girl had a little brother, and he was in the bed and he fell out and fell in the floor. He's a crying and said, I don't know what happened. She said, I know what happened. She said, you're sleeping too close to the edge where you got in. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be looking, praise God, to get further into our relationship with Christ. Find us something, praise God, where we can participate in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, I'm pressing on in His faith. Look at Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. Well, let me go back to verse number 10. Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 10. He said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. That's the gospel, by the way. And the fellowship of His sufferings, what Christ had to go for. Listen, a lot of times we'll say, well, a poor, pitiful me. I'm being persecuted because of my faith, you know, because I asked somebody to come to church with me and they told me no. They hurt my feelings. I'm not even going to witness for it. No, I'm just going to give it up. I'm going to quit. And He already did. Amen. What did Paul go through? Amen. Self-fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. if by any means I might attain the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were I already perfect. Wait a minute. You mean when you get saved, you're not perfect? We're serving a perfect Savior. We're able to live under a perfect righteousness. But we'll not be perfect till we get home. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I follow after that if I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ. In other words, he said, well, if I get a hold of what's got a hold of me, he said, I'd be running well. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we could just get a hold of what wants to get a hold of us, we'd be running well. But then he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I told Wednesday night, we ought to kind of forget about those things, those shortcomings that we had in 2025. That 2025 is in the past. We ought to live now in the present, looking toward the future. Amen. To see, hey, I want my future to be better, don't you? Amen. Amen. My present is going to dictate what my future will be. Are you hearing me this morning? Your present is going to dictate what your future will be. And our future in Christ Jesus, praise God, will make a difference. Because God's offering us this opportunity. He said, reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul says, what I'm doing, said, I'm a seeking Him, I'm desiring Him. He said, I'm pressing forward with Him, for Him. Every thought, every action, praise God, is because of Him. Amen. Amen. What motivates you today? Amen. The things of this world, the things that you have, the things you attain, the things that you can see, things that you can lay your hands on. We're apt to go after those because that's what we can do. We can see and we can touch it. But praise God, if we ever get a hold of Jesus, that spiritual part of man, praise God, it'll be changed forever. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying we need to seek Him more endearly. We need to seek Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Every fiber in us ought to be searching, seeking for the Lord. Amen. And even at our very best, we'll still come up short. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We'll continue to sin. We'll continue to come short of glory. But glory be to God. I'm glad He's still God and He's on the throne and He's helping us persevere and press on, get closer every day. He tries to get closer to us. Amen. Live by the commandments. What He tells us, listen to what He says to do. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what does He do? He gives us an opportunity. Hey, when we get our eyes on Him, we begin to look for something. God begins to put something there for us to see. Amen. He shows us the love of others. Amen. Look at John chapter 13. I'm going to be flopping around this morning because I want you to see this. So I can tell you a whole lot of stuff. I told him in Sunday school, praise God, the Word of God tells it better. What I say might go out void, but what He says won't go out void. Amen. In John chapter 13, verse number 34, look what He says. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now He told us, He said, you love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. And then He gives us, before He goes out, He gives us another commandment, a new commandment. And He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Hey, let me ask you a question this morning. How much does Jesus love you? Amen? A great big bunch. What we used to say when we was a little kid, a great big bunch. Amen? That's how much Jesus loves us. He said, so we ought to love each other a great big bunch. We ought to look past our faults and our failures, and we've all got them. We ought to look past our attitudes and our dispositions because we all got them, and we ought to love each other because Christ loved us and He requires us. Hey, this isn't a suggestion. It's a commandment. It's a commandment, praise God. God gives us the opportunity, not through a command, but opportunity to love one another. Amen. How are we going to see people saved? By loving them. You can't beat them in. God knows, Brother Bill, if you could beat them in, I'd get me an ugly stick and I'd go around the block. Amen? Amen. Hey, I might take a few lumps myself, but boy, I'd wear it stick out. But you can't do that. You've got to love them because Christ loved us and gave Himself for us. He said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. You belong to Christ. Are you a disciple, Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love each other? Do you love your brother? Do you love your sister? Amen. We are too. Sometimes, I didn't say it'd be easy. I've got in my own family, I've got some it's hard to love. I'll just be honest, sometimes it's hard to even like them.
Amen.
Amen. Come on now. You don't look at me like that. You're flesh just like I am. Amen. But praise God, the Bible requires us, He commands us that we love each other. We love each other. We love that old lost sinner, praise God. That one is that may not hurt the gospel. That's never had your opportunity. We need to start thinking about things different. It's only the good grace of God that you're not in that same predicament. We'll look down on the drunkard and the drug addict and the harlot, praise God. But it wasn't for God's marvelous grace, we could be there.
Amen.
You and I.
Amen.
Amen. But praise God, what are we looking for today? We're looking to be more Christ-like. Work on ourselves. Work with integrity. Doing what we do for God's glory. Look over at Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse 23. Colossians chapter 3 and 23, the Bible says, and whatsoever you do. Now do you hear that? And whatsoever you do. Whatsoever we do. He says, do it heartedly. That's with your whole heart. He said, pour everything into it. He says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Amen. He said, put your heart in everything you do like you're doing it for Jesus. Could you imagine what would happen if we did that? Church, listen, if we put our whole heart into serving Christ, lifting up the name of Jesus, this church would be full in no time. Amen. Amen. Praise God, our family members, our loved ones would be getting in and getting saved and getting right with God. There'd be righteousness in their communities. Things would change. The thieving and the drunkenness and the whoredom would disappear. What could do that? The Lord, being wholeheartedly faithful to Him. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Don't do it to be seen. We don't do it to find favor with men. We do it, praise God, to bring glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The opportunity to bring glory to God, to show integrity to the world. Verse 24 says, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. See, we ain't doing it for the glory here. We're doing it for glory there. When I went to Bible college over at Trinity, there was a little old boy in there and said, yeah, I said, boy, and we was talking one day before class and we was talking about why we wanted to do it. And I said, well, I'm here because I love the Word of God and I just want to read more and study more and hear more and learn more. He said, well, I'm here because I want to be a preacher. I want to have a great big church and make lots of money. Amen. God help him. Amen. Last time I heard, he ain't got a great big church and he ain't making a lot of money. But praise God, you do it because you love God Almighty and you want to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with lost and dying sinners that they might be saved, praise God. You want to come on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and try to open that blessed old book and give just a little piece of encouragement to point them in the right direction so they can make an informed decision. Praise God. Amen. What are we looking for? I'm looking to see Christ high and lift up. The opportunity that the Lord has given us. Amen. Not only does He give the opportunity, praise God, to keep pressing on faithfully, but He gives us opportunity to find joy and hope in the world that we live in. Joy and hope, seems to be a fleeting thing. But I'm so glad today that it's real. And it's real in Christ Jesus our Lord. It brings us to a place of rejoicing. If you turn back just a couple of chapters to Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, the Bible says this. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Hey, I sat there Thursday night, Friday, Wednesday night. Sat there Wednesday night and watched that ball drop. Of course, my little wife went to bed. She's done that ever since we've been together. It didn't surprise me any. We'd be watching my late night movie, praise God, at her house when we was dating. And about halfway through it, she'd get off and sneak off to bed. Amen. I'd watch the rest of the movie and I'd cut TV off, lock the door, go home. Amen. But I was there watching that ball drop, praise God, all by myself. Praise God. And when that ball was gonna, they was people that was counting down. And when it got to the bottom, praise God, they shouted and hollered and screamed. Amen. For about 2 minutes. Then it was done. It was finished. It was over. Amen. Rejoicing in this world, it's fleeting. It's for a moment. Happiness, praise God. It's just very brief at the best. But true hope and true joy, praise God, is in the Lord. And He tells us to rejoice in the Lord always because we can. We have something. You have something. I have something to rejoice in. Amen. Amen. Praise God, we ought to be shouting our shoes off. Praise the Lord. Glory be for His goodness and mercy. And He said, and again I say rejoice. He said, praise God, just rejoice and keep rejoicing. Ain't nowhere to quit. Amen. Why? Because it's a gift that's been given to us from God. Look over at Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter number 15. Romans chapter 15, verse number 13. What God's given us. He said, now, I'm talking about the opportunity God has given us, you and me. And when we don't realize it till we look for it. I'm afraid we get in a stupor and we don't look for the opportunities that God has for us. But Romans chapter 15, verse 13, the Bible says, Now the God of hope fill you. Now, He said, a God of hope, that's who God is, by the way. God is a God of hope. What is hope? I've told you before, hope is faith with a high expectation. Amen? It's not just expectation, it's a high expectation. So the God of faith, the God of expectation, fill you with all joy and peace. How? In believing. Amen? Where's the joy? Where's the peace? Where's the believing? Are you here with me this morning? Joy and peace comes when we believe. He said we have to believe to receive. Amen? You want anything from God, you've got to believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of those who seek Him diligently. To look for Him, praise God, who wants something from Him. Joy and peace and believing that ye may abound in what? This hope. Now it says now here, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that ye may abound in hope. So who do we abound in? What do we abound in? Say it again. God. Amen. We have our hope. We have bound. We have joy. We have peace. We have rejoicing in God Almighty. Amen. But we have so much to offer to the world. God offers us this opportunity. Praise God in knowing Him. He said through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power, that's literally through an explosive power. It's like dynamite. Amen. Praise God, the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, it'll blow the devil out of you. Amen, praise God. It'll make you a new creature in Christ. But He said it's through that believing, amen. Joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope. Abound in hope. So that's getting in there, praise God, and staying founded in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So we have a helper to help us along the way. It's God, praise God. He said to rejoice. He said it's a God-given rejoicing. Praise the Lord. And He said, hey, and He says, and Jesus tells us, He said, that's something that God gives you that cannot be taken away. As long as we stay focused on Him. Amen. But go back and look at John chapter number 16. John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse number 22. Verse 22, He says, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Amen? What are we looking for? Well, whatever we're looking for, we got to know where to look for it. He said we got to look for it from Father. Verse number 424, he says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen? Well, you want joy and peace, happiness, praise God. You want all those overcomes this world and the flesh that we live in. Praise God, just seek the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength. He said, just ask the Father, praise God, and He will help you. Praise God. True joy, true hope, praise God. It comes from God. It comes from the Holy Ghost. It comes from trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope comes, praise God. In the morning, it comes in our awakening to the newness of that refreshing of the Spirit, where He shows us who we were and who we are and who God wants us to be. In the righteousness of our blessed Savior. Praise His holy name. When you get what you look for, and we start looking for praise, we'll see Him. We'll see the power. We'll be filled with His grace, praise God. We'll recognize and realize the spiritual growth that God has for us. In Psalm 16, verse number 9, the psalmist says this. He said, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Amen? He said, I'm glad, I'm rejoicing. He said, praise God. He said, my flesh will rest in hope. Paul says in Romans chapter number 12, he adds to that, Romans chapter 12, verse number 12. He said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. He said, that's how you come to that conclusion. He said, that's how you come to the finishing point in Christ Jesus the Lord. And then Paul would speak to Titus in Titus chapter 2 in verse 13. Very familiar passage we ought to all know. Titus 2 and 13 says this. He said, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. What are you looking for this morning? When you get your eyes focused and you get to looking wholeheartedly and sincerely to the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you'll see Him in a magnificent light. You'll see Him like you've never saw Him before. Praise God, in all His magnificence and all of His glory. Praise God, He'll show up. And Jeremiah said in 29, Jeremiah 29 and 13, he said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. With all your heart. He said, when you search for me, and you seek me, you search for me. He prayed, God, when you look for me with all your heart. What are you looking for today? How are you looking for it? Amen. Well, preacher, I expect I come here on Sunday morning. Maybe you'll show me a little something. You'll illuminate me just a little bit. I can't do nothing for you. God can. When you come seeking it, when you come desiring it, when you come wanting it, God will He'll load your little cart so the wheels waddle. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you the truth, praise God. When we come looking and wanting something from God, to be fed of Him, praise God, to grow in Him, to grow spiritually in Him, He'll load your cart up to the wheels waddle. Amen. Praise God. He'll load your cart up, praise God, so full, praise God, that you'll have to like some of it. That's what He'll do. But said, we got to want it. Amen. So 2026, what I encourage church is that we get in here with a desire, a Godward desire. And say, Lord, I just want more of You. I tell you all the time, I'm kind of selfish when it comes to God. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm selfish. I want all of it, all I can get. Amen? Praise the Lord. I want all I can get. I don't want to can it. See, a lot of times we want to get all we can get and we want to can it. You know, put it up for ourselves. I want to get all I can, praise God, and I want to share it everywhere I go. I want to get so much God, praise God, that wherever I go, it'll run out. And other people can get some too. That ought to be our heart's desire. To see, Jesus said, Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We ought to be lifting up our Lord and Savior. Praise God, because He did so much for us. To the point that He said, hey, it is finished. He finished the work that we couldn't accomplish. And He done it because of love. And He done it because of mercy. He done it because of compassion. And He said, we can have the same thing too if we will. But we have to desire. We have to realize what we're looking for. And that ought to come with a heart attitude and a mindset, pray God, that we come looking for God to bless us and help us, encourage us, and grow us. Amen. Fill us full, praise God, of the goodness that we need to be the goodness of Him. That praise God, that we might bring glory and honor to His blessed name. We appreciate Him today, don't you? I appreciate what He's done. I appreciate what He's doing. And I look forward to a magnificent year. 2026 could be the best year yet for Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church. I'm glad for that name, ain't you? A lot of a lot of churches just took all that off their sign. You know what they said? Well, we call an Independent Missionary Baptist Church because it might offend somebody. Praise God. Bless their hearts. It's not offensive to me, praise God, to be a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
Where we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as He ministers our heart. From the biggest to the littlest. God wants to help us. He wants to save us. We've got to start realizing, what are we looking for? What are we desiring? What do we want? Amen. Because God can meet all that and more when we put our faith and trust in Him. And He said, we just got to figure out, praise God, if you've been saved, born again, you're in. But we just got to look for that we desire. Our desires need to be bigger now. Because God has given us opportunities. Amen? Each and every one of us have opportunities. But we got to pull up and attain to those. We got to get a hold of them. Man, for God's glory. Thank God for the opportunities He gives us. Recognize it, praise God. Recognize His guiding presence with us. In those opportunities. Seize the moment. Amen. Seize the moment for God's glory.